Thank you. Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, the 28th of April, 2022 will come to order. I want to welcome everybody. I'm very personally pleased to have a full quorum of the commission here physically present in the hearing room, which is the first of my tenure. I also wanted to just quickly shout out that today is Bring Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day here at the commission. My daughter is not watching. I suspect that she would find this incredibly dull and probably have some opinions on her father's appearance. But I hope that for those of you who are watching, that this is a good day with your parents and that you you enjoy the festivities. With that, let's move into the agenda. We have a late submitted document. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the commission consider audit division recommendation memorandum on the UTEPAC UTPAC parentheses A19-07 end of parentheses, and that the commission determine pursuant to 11 CFR section 2.7 parentheses D end of parentheses 1 end of parentheses that the business so requires and no earlier public announcement is possible. I further move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 22-13-A.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried unanimously. The first matter, which was just previewed, is draft advisory opinion 2022-02. I do not believe we were joined by the requester, but if staff would like to give a short presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Good morning. Agenda document 22-13-A is a draft response to a request from Congressman Greg Stube. The Congressman asks if his principal campaign committee may use campaign funds to purchase and install a steel locking gate at the entrance of the drive to the Congressman's residential property. The draft follows a line of previous advisory opinions concerning federal officeholder security measures. It concludes that given the specific and ongoing threats made against Congressman Stube, as well as the general heightened threat environment for federal office holders, the use of campaign funds to purchase and install the requested gate is permissible and not would not constitute personal use because the need would not arise irrespective of his status as a federal office holder. We received no comments on the request or on the draft. Thank you. We're available to try to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, are there any questions or discussion? Are there any motions? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, sir. I do have some concern about our agency getting into the business of deciding when and when not and when not to allow use of expenditures such as these. And I think we should maybe take a look at the space way to promulgate a kind of a rule or a policy. And then we would or would not do it. I understand the reason for this request, but I'm sure there are numerous requests that are fairly similar to these that have not made a request for the use of campaign funds. So I will support this, but I hope that we'll kind of tighten it up with maybe for policy to give greater guidance on when we will or would not authorize this kind of.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Others? Motions? Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's, I agree with my colleague. It is always good when we give more guidance to the those who are trying to comply with our rules. Having said that, with respect to the advisory opinion request from Congressman Stube, I move approval of agenda document 22-13-A, the draft A proposed response to the advisory opinion request.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion of the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much to the staff and to Commissioner Broussard in particular. We'll move on to the next matter, which is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on UTPAC, matter alpha 19-07. Laura?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, EDRM, on UPAC, UTEP, which circulated to the Commission on March 16th, 2022. The committee requested an audit hearing on December 10th, 2021, which the Commission approved on December 17th, 2021, and it was held on February 17th, 2022. After the audit hearing, UTEP provided additional information requested by the commission, which is reflected in the ADRM. The ADRM provides the audit staff's recommendations for each of the following findings in the DFAR. Finding one, misstatement of financial activity. Finding two, increased activity. Finding three, cash disbursements. Finding four, record keeping for disbursements. Finding five, record keeping for communications. And finding six, disclosure of disbursements. We are available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Colleagues, are there any questions or discussion? Are there any motions? Commissioner Broussard?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have reached out to audit staff who are very helpful. Thank you, Ms. Morcombe, to ask the question. To kind of go through the procedural history a little bit, at the IAR stage, we had the corrected, but we had a little bit of an issue in the sense that it hadn't been corrected and there's a subsequent change. If you could just go through that, please, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Please go ahead.
Thank you. So with UTEPAC, the committee did file amended reports only for the year 2017, which caused contributed to the increased activity points they received. So when we did the review, they had not filed any amendments for the year 2018, and the bulk of the increased activity occurred in 2018, which for the most part, nearly 200,000 not been reported on receipt side and nearly 200,000 not been reported on disbursement side. Once the committee was informed of the audit, and after we completed our reviews and had the exit conference, we presented the increased activity proposed finding, preliminary finding. And then after the exit conference and right before issuance of the interim audit report, the committee filed Form 99s that did publicly correct the record. Therefore, it appears in the audit report with that wording. That's different than previous audits from the 2018 cycle, where when those committees filed amended reports, they did publicly correct, they did materially correct the public record. Therefore, those had the title and the title of the word corrected, which is not the case with UTEPAC. They only corrected the public record after being told of the audit, and that was included in the interim audit report.
Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions? Are there any motions? Commissioner Broussard?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the consideration of the fact that they have corrected, just to highlight, I will be making a motion that changes this back to a corrected. I appreciate Ms. Morcombe when you walk me through that procedure leading up to this. So thank you very much. An audit division recommendation memorandum on UPAC A1907, agenda document number 22-12-A. I move approval of audit's recommendations subject to the addition of the word corrected in the heading of Finder 2 so that it reads increased activity corrected. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion of Commissioner Broussard's motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much. That exhausts our open meeting agenda this morning.
Mr. Chairman, if I might have a moment of personal privilege.
Of course.
I'm sorry, I should have given you a heads up that I was going to ask for this morning. Today is Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Remembrance Day, and I thought it was appropriate for us to note that. And, you know, it's become trite to say never again, but it is perhaps a particularly good time for us all to remember the importance of standing up to tyranny.
You're here. Staff Director, are there any matters that require the Commission's attention?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. Thank you, colleagues. We are adjourned.
Stand by.